Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Was this Lurie as he was walking out yesterday?
Well, I think this is a little bit of two things going on here. This is Kyle's victory lap because he had a hell of a day yesterday.
He did. Yeah, good day for Kyle.
Yeah, and, you know, the Jeffrey Lurie thing.
I think it's more Lurie, but, I mean, Kyle had a good day. He did.
I did.
Yeah, he had a good week. Day. It's been a good week for Kyle. He's been on most things.
Which means I'm due for a downer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be time to fade you. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, we will unveil the official enemies of the Tush Push, the teams that voted against the Eagles. We also have the friends of the Tush Push, the true football guys out there that voted for the Eagles. We'll get to them. We have to tier those because we have some real true enemies.
We need
now.
A graphic of the friends of the Tush Push
and the enemies.
And they're just their faces like smiling.
Yes.
Like they're buddies.
Yes. The ones that we will respect forever.
Yep.
And the enemies we will hate forever. Oh, we'll get to that coming up. Your guess is for Hugh's Clues here, as we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Something everyone should have. Hugh Douglas does not have this. What is it? The answer that we get that hits it wins $100 gift card. But Hugh, Art Rooney said something, the owner of the Steelers yesterday, after the meeting, that gives some hope that maybe this isn't just for 2025. Maybe the Tush Push is here to stay. So after Kelce gave his perspective on how the play is run and why it's not unsafe and why it actually is safe because of the technique, here's a quote from Art Rooney yesterday after the meeting. Quote, Steelers President Art Rooney said, Kelce's perspective was that the Tush Push, quote, is a safe play and not something we need to worry that much about. Rooney also said Kelce may have swayed teams that were undecided in their vote, adding that more teams could embrace the Tush Push during their offseason practices now that the play is not going away. So, I mean, if Kelce got someone like Art Rooney to believe this isn't dangerous, then are they really going to come back to this next year and try to get it out of the game again?
I don't think so. I think you've given them the blueprint. I think what happened yesterday was that the Eagles sat there, and the way that they explained it, people took notes, and I would not be surprised if somebody probably I don't know if Kelce will do this, but they've approached the Eagles or Kelce to try to teach the Tush Push or try to get more information about the Tush Push. This has become, I would think, that now they want it to be all-inclusive. You know, like I used the analogy about the Supers, the Incredibles, and how when the dude was trying to make the superhero material, the superhero outfits, he would want to give them to everybody.
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing because nobody's super anymore. Nobody has a leg up. But I think it's more about it's about the technique, but it's more about the personnel as well.
So I do that does give me some hope this isn't gone just after this season. But we did get 22 votes against the Tush Push yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
You got 22 haters.
22 haters. And from what we understand, in a month or a month and a half ago when they pushed away the vote, they said let's wait.
Mm-hmm.
The reporting then there was 16 haters. So we gained haters. Now we avoided disaster yesterday. We won the vote because they needed 75%. They needed 24 teams. But if I had to guess right now, I think we only have 1 year left of this thing, and that's why I want to lean into it. It's like the analogy I made with Jeff. If I know steroid testing is coming the next year and I could take steroids for one more year, I'm loaded up.
My thing is this. Okay, what is your grounds to try to sway people now? We found out it's not as unsafe as you try to make it out to be.
Yep.
Because that was the argument that it became.
Totally.
It became, everybody said, well, we don't like to play. And then you had all these guys stuttering, talking about, oh, well, it's not safe. So Kelce came in and basically dispelled that rumor.
He did.
And I even heard that there were some people that said he got hurt during the Tush Push. And but he told them that that wasn't the case.
Did you hear the line he apparently had yesterday that he said something like, if I could come back to the NFL, like
yeah,
play
I saw
again.
They said he could play 80 snaps and just do that.
If I could just do that, I'd come back. Like the way I understood that was almost like, of all the plays, this is the one that's the least tough on my body.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope that we do have this for years to come. I just think if the commissioner wants it out, he's going to do what it takes to get it out. He almost got it out this year with no data.
I think this was the best chance they've ever had of getting it out.
Mm.
And it's here for good.
Well, that certainly, well, that makes it even more fun then, because it originated here.
Yeah. The thing from Rooney is what stood out to me, because I think there will be a lot of teams who are like, well, I have a whole offseason here where I know that, like, this is going to be a play that the Super Bowl champion just, it is a copycat league.
Right.
They say. So, like, it's an automatic 1 yard play. Like, it would benefit these teams more not to figure out how to stop it, but to figure out how to do it themselves.
I wonder if that hurts from a different perspective. If Goodell doesn't like the way it looks and everyone's doing it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Goodell is the thorn in all this.
But at the same time, like, I think, but it's not up to Goodell. It's up to the owners. And if the owners think they can run this play successfully, then at the end of the day, whether Goodell likes the look of it or not,
yeah.
Like, it, ultimately, and just as an aside, it doesn't look that much different from a standard quarterback sneak.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
That's why the whole aesthetic thing was always silly to me.
But I think 22 is the most votes they'll ever get on this.
Okay,
that's my prediction.
Let me throw this in there. If every team is doing it, though, don't you think just by the sheer odds someone's going to get hurt? It's pro football, right? Like, if we have a sample of 200 plays versus a sample of 2,000, the odds are someone's just going to roll an ankle. Someone's going to hurt a knee, right? Someone's going to get something's going to happen, and then they could point back to see someone got hurt.
I think that first there has to be a couple years of data in order for that to happen.
I think there should have been now, but they pretended there was data.
Yeah, but yeah.
They lied.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw some. Thought something was floating in the Schuylkill. I thought it was a snake for a minute. Look at that right there.
How did you see a snake from this high up?
The blinds are down.
Did you see that? At first glance, that looks like a snake.
Oh my goodness.
It's a tree branch.
No, I know that now.
That was Tush Push.
But it was a snake. I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
You forgot where you are.
Yeah.
You're live on the air.
No, I don't like the water. And we look at the water, and I thought it was a snake.
That's like a 30-foot tree branch.
I thought it was a snake.
How is that a snake?
I just thought it looked like a snake a little bit.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, like with this, it's more so that teams now, they're going to try to do it. They're going to try to implement it. But everybody's not going to be able to run it like that. I don't think the injury risk is great because it's not a high-impact play. It's more of a leverage play.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that the data that they tried to say it caused injuries ever going to be there, because it's not like you're running 10 yards and crashing into somebody.
It always struck me as if there's something that happens and it's going to be like you get the wind knocked out of you, right?
Yeah,
like there's all that weight is just on you. And maybe you get up and like you need a second to breathe, but it's not like you're
this
hurt.
This is more of a physical confrontation in the sense where put it like this. It's more like sumo wrestling. And when you have the big sumo wrestlers and they're trying to push each other out the circle, that is probably more comparative to that as opposed to a rugby scrum.
So I think actually, so how many, I don't even know the amount of times the Eagles have ran it over the years.
I think it's about 100. I feel like I saw the number like somewhere in the 100
okay.
range.
And we have zero injuries,
zero
right?
Injuries.
So maybe you're right that the more it happens, the more likely it is that somebody could get injured. But the sample size is going to get larger.
And the percentage will be small.
And the percentage will be so, so small. Like, and then I wonder if you could compare that to just the average regular NFL play and the rate of injury on those. I bet it will show that it's a lot lower.
Well,
I think
you're right.
Bigger sample size helps the Eagles.
Well, it may be. I mean, yeah, on a regular play, there's all sorts of injuries that could happen. A hamstring, an Achilles, right? Like a muscle. These kind of plays are different. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all this? The tush pushes back, and should the Eagles lean into it? That's what I want to do. I'm petty. Goodell tried as hard as he could to get this play out of the NFL. He really, I said it yesterday, I feel it today, he looks like a smacked ass. I mean, he looks ridiculous. He tried so hard. He's the commissioner of the league, and he lost. And now I want to lean into this. Run this thing more. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hughes Clues, $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up?
Oh, what's up? What's up is you messed me out of my Sunoco car.
I know.
Yesterday.
So, Will, I take – that's on me. My fault. But, you know, you ended with the Eagles chant, and I felt that was like the –
That's usually a sign-off.
That was the end. It
Wait,
was the
Will,
sign-off.
Also, can you confirm to Hugh that I didn't feed you the answer? You had it?
No, I had it. That's why I called right back and
Oh, no.
Said,
another Hugh Douglas L.
Well, no. Let
wow.
me.
Wow.
Let me
left
no,
and right.
I never.
Hey, Hugh, you know why I said that? Mm-hmm. Because I know, listen, and not taking no shots, but as kids, we watched PBS, and I thought that's the only hardest you could think of. Sorry, but seriously.
Wow.
Oh, no, I don't
He was not cultured, according mm-hmm. to Will.
No, I don't think it. I don't get upset at that. But I just want to address this Kyle thing real quick. Kyle, I never thought that you fed anybody the answer.
You,
I thought
the accusations were flying that I rigged it.
No, it was rigged so that the person you picked the person that had the answer and you put them up next.
Will, did you tell me the answer at any point until when you called back?
Hey, listen, when I called back, as soon as I said the answer, and I was like, I hope you at least say it on the air.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Now, look, I never
thought you fed somebody. I never thought
okay,
that.
But Will, you didn't tell me what it was on the phone originally. You told me when you called back, right?
Yeah, when I called back, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I don't think Kyle did that, but it is an interesting coincidence because Will had it, and then we lost him.
Yeah.
The next person had it, and then there was Carmen. It just so happened to be the two people before Carmen that called yesterday both had the answer.
We're lucky Carmen
didn't get it. I would never think that
Carmen
that
wasn't going to
You would tell somebody
no,
the answer.
No,
Carmen was a little too far.
Anyway, we ain't going to cry with spilled milk. Nah. I just was with my little petty moment.
You
all right? But, you know, I appreciate you guys. But I'm going to say this, man. Listen. I think that the tush push should stay in the league. If you can't beat them, join them. Figure it out. And one thing about Kelce, I just hope he didn't give the full blueprint. I just hope he gave him a little taste.
I think he had a choice, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I think he just spoke on how he – because there was a thought that he retired because of it.
Mm.
I think he was going there to dispel that rumor.
Yeah, I think he was actually upset. Okay. I saw one clip. He seemed upset that his name was used in the idea of injury risk when he's saying he didn't ever got hurt on it. Well, so what do you want to do? You want to lean into it next year? You want to be petty like me?
You know what? I want to lean into it, but not as much. But what I want to do, I want to take something from the Detroit Lions since we got A.J. Dillon. And bring in the split backs now and work both of them guys and see if they can stop that. You know what I'm saying?
You never know which guy's going to have the ball. Who's pushing?
Right.
We got two backs pushing.
All right, big touch to push there.
That's a lot. Will, you get a guess today. I'm not going to cut you off like yesterday. Will, your guess. What does Hugh not have that you people should have?
Hey, man, I thought that was me getting back on my winning streak yesterday, but I'm going to go with this. Since you said you just got your car out the shop, I'm going to go with jumper cables.
Jumper cables.
That's a good guess.
That's definitely something people should have. Not it, Will, but a good guess.
I do have jumper cables. Well, I have like a cable box.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't have the actual cables. I have like the little box that you can carry with you that holds a charge that can charge a battery.
Oh, yeah, but it's a similar thing.
Yeah, same thing.
In case your battery dies suddenly.
Yeah.
Mike in Chester County. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how you doing?
Good,
what's up, Mike.
What's up?
Good, thanks. I just want to say a couple things. my feeling is that the NFL shouldn't try to regulate what plays teams can run. It would be the same thing as saying if one team is really good at running a Hail Mary pass, we should ban that because someone could pull a hamstring. So I just disagree, and I don't know if anyone saw the news last night, but Jerry Jones spoke out about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw that. Yeah.
He's clearly afraid of it. And the Cowboys stunk last year anyway.
And they're going to stink again, Mike, so there's that too.
Yeah, and I know this was mentioned several times. There's no data on injuries.
Mm-mm. I mean, literally zero. I mean, like, again, if there was a few, like, pretty significant injuries, and then we were debating whether, like, that's enough to that, then I could see the point of the NFL. Mike, there's zero. I mean, like, when you have zero, you can't get up there and tell me it's an injury risk. You just seem ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, people get injured on screen passes.
Of course.
Or running across the field and getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want the Eagles to really rely on it. It's a play that they practice, and it's effective. So I say I would like to see them run that three times against Dallas on opening day.
Oh, now we're talking. Opening drive, Mike. Let's push it right in the end zone. All right, Mike, what's your guess? Hughes Clues for the $100 gift card to Sunoco. What do you got?
I would say that Hughes does not own a Honda Civic.
Hugh does not own a Honda Civic.
Never owned a Honda Civic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very specific guess.
I mean, you're probably
guess.
Right.
Yes.
But
good. Odd guess. Not yet.
It's a really weird guess.
Why?
Well, he's thinking outside the box.
But why?
But everybody else, does everybody else own? Do you own a Honda Civic?
No.
I've never had one.
It's just like a very specific make and model.
Maybe he has one and he wants more people.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know what, since we're here, you know, I've always wanted a Jeep. Never had a Jeep.
I used to want a Jeep.
I always wanted a Jeep, man. Never got one.
I don't think it fits you.
Yeah, it's a little small.
Well, there's also a cult thing with the Jeep where you have to wave to the other Jeep drivers.
No,
you're not very friendly.
What's up with the ducks? Like, I don't understand the ducks.
Dashboard?
The ducks on the dashboard?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you fit in that community.
I hung out with the Jeep waivers. I hung out with the Jeep people.
You think I'm more of a Jeep guy than you?
Way more of a Jeep guy.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Joe would wave friendly.
Yeah, I hung out with the Jeep people one time.
What is that? Like, you mean people from the company?
What is
What does that mean, Jeep people?
It was a group of people. When my car got stolen in Atlanta, they felt bad for me, so they picked me up and let me go Jeeping with them one time.
What does that even mean?
That means Jeeping. You've never seen it?
No.
It's like...
Was it off-roading?
They meet up. They have a place where they meet up.
I think they just felt bad and gave you a ride.
Well, no. One of them was a Jeep. Like, hey, you feel bad. You stole your car. Let's hang out. Let's hang out with the Jeep people. So they get together, and it's like a bunch of Jeeps, and they might go to like a children's hospital and give out toys and stuff, but they just take over the city. They take over traffic.
They're like a real big thing.
Like a big thing.
They're a group.
And they modify their Jeeps, and they do it. Like, it's a big deal in Atlanta. And they have events. They go glamping.
The Jeepers go glamping?
Yeah.
Why can't they go regular camping?
Because they have their Jeeps, and they go, like, they'll go to Tennessee. They'll go in the mountains. Yeah.
But I would think Jeepers would like the outdoors.
Well, yeah, they do that.
But glamping's a little, you know. Well, like glamping. It's fake camping.
Glamping, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's
cowards camping.
Yeah. It's make-believe camping. It's camping, but not really.
You have just took a dump on the glampers, on the Jeep society.
Just go camping.
No, they do the
sack
glamping.
Up and go camping. The great outdoors.
I mean, he won't do that. He's afraid of bears. I mean,
like, the whole idea is to be outdoors.
They do glamping and they take over. So it was pretty
cool. They're cowards.
And they take the doors off the Jeeps and they have the lift.
How many
lift
days
kits.
Did you spend with these people?
No, it was only one, but it was cool.
I think you were kidnapped by Jeepers.
No, it was a fun time. It was a fun time though. Fun time.
Did you ask to be picked up? I need to know more about this story.
Well, because the young lady.
I think he was kidnapped. Like,
no, it was one of the young ladies I worked with at the station in Atlanta.
Oh, so they knew you.
And they knew me. Okay. And so they picked me up and we hung out. And it was pretty cool. I wanted a Jeep, but to your point, Kyle, it's not. I've always wanted one, but it doesn't fit. You know
no,
what I mean?
You're
it
just not doesn't a Jeep fit. Guy.
No. I think it's very hard to imagine you in anything but your truck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
you're definitely a truck guy.
Yeah. If you were in a regular car, you would not look right in that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be right.
It's like driving a go-kart.
Yeah.
Cars are like driving go-karts.
Like you in a Prius.
Can't see it. Honda Civic. Patty in Abington. What's up, Patty?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning,
Kyle.
Hey, Patty.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
We're great. We have the tush pushback.
I'm a little sleepy.
We have the tush pushback.
Sleepy,
I wish it was
Patty.
Called the brotherly shove. I'm not a big fan of the
kept
tush.
Okay,
we can call. I think the team likes the brotherly shove too. You're sleepy, Hugh.
Yeah.
They kept me out late last night.
What time did you go to bed?
About 11.
That's not late.
That's late. For Hugh, that's late.
Well, yeah.
About 11.
Patty, I was with Hugh last night. It was 6:15, and he said it was past his bedtime. 6:15.
That's so funny. I just want to say I'm glad it's back. And to the haters out there, figure out how to stop it. Figure out how to do it. I don't want to be petty about it next season, but crush it.
So you're That's saying when we use it, crush it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if history says anything, they will, because they obviously are very, very good at the play. All right, Patty, what is your guess for Hugh's clues? What does he not have that everyone should?
I think Hugh needs an umbrella.
That's a great
that is
guess.
A good one.
You know what, Pat? You know what, Patty? I have about four umbrellas. I have two in my car.
No.
Yeah, I have two in my car. And I have like six at home. I have a lot of umbrellas.
I don't know if I've ever seen you use one though.
Well, because I've never. Story, so. I used the umbrella when we left. I left y'all at the thing.
At the Phillies? Nowhere.
And wait, then I left. I had my umbrella at the Phillies game the last time we went.
Oh, wait a second, Patty. We appreciate the phone call. So you used an umbrella when you left us drowning
in
the Schuylkill.
Yes, I did. I keep an umbrella with me. Okay. I keep one in the car. I keep two in the car, as a matter of fact, in case. I left one somewhere, and I just have an extra. I keep a bunch of umbrellas.
Somehow that makes it even worse what you did. That you took time to take your umbrella out. And, like, the river is rushing onto us, and you took time to take your umbrella out so you didn't get a little water on your head.
Well, I didn't. I brought it with me when we went initially.
Yep.
And remember, when we were there, I almost bought another umbrella because I wanted to get one for the regatta.
Oh,
I
wanted that's to right. get one. You wanted to support the regatta.
And I forgot to get it because, you know, we had the flash flood and I completely forgot. As a matter of fact, I could probably find that on the website, right?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, because it was a nice umbrella.
Assuming all the inventory didn't wash away. I'm sure you could find it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. A second clue coming your way next for Hughes Clues. And we have to unveil the official Friends of the Tush Push. And the enemies. And there's a lot of enemies of the Tush Push. We're going to rank them the biggest enemies of the Tush Push, those that voted against the Eagles, including a few that we thought were on our side and then flipped yesterday. The friends, the enemies of the Tush Push, your phone calls, a second clue for Hughes Clues coming your way. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Andrew Painter Watts later in the show. We'll get to a crazy moment last night in pro basketball that I loved watching. And at 1 o'clock, me against Spike Eskin. Spike Eskin will join the show. We're going to debate the merits of re-signing Kyle Schwarber now or waiting until after the season on debate days. And later in the show, Ty Robinson, Eagles rookie defensive tackle, will join us. Don't go anywhere. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Huey, at least we found out yesterday we have some friends in the NFL.
Well, you got real football guys.
Real, true football guys. All right, so we have here, and welcome back, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're going to get to the enemies of the Tush Push, and there's quite a few of those, and we're going to rank those. But we need to give a shout-out to our friends right now, because we have a group of friends, teams that voted with the Philadelphia Eagles. So there's 9 teams yesterday that voted to keep the Tush Push, right? The Eagles were obviously the 10th, 22 voted against us, 9 with us. Here are those 9 teams, official friends of the Tush Push. The Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, the New York Jets, the New Orleans Saints, the Detroit Lions, the Tennessee Titans, and the Cleveland Browns, led by football guys and people that actually understand. You stop the game, Hugh. You change the game on the field, not off the field. Can we actually hear from Ray Dittinger? Hugh referenced this cut a couple times already, but Ray talking about how, hey, true football guys, they didn't like the way this was going down.
I think there were a couple of kind of hard-nosed, old-school football guys, coaches now, that just didn't like the idea of litigating stuff out of the game. And I'm talking about Dan Campbell and Mike Vrabel. Were two coaches who, when the trend was all seeming to move towards getting rid of the Tush Push, Vrabel and Dan Campbell both said, no, that's The way you settle things in football is you settle them on the field. You don't settle them in a boardroom. And you don't settle them with politicking and lobbying and all that kind of stuff. This is football. This isn't passing a bill on Capitol Hill.
Hugh, you referenced it a couple times, and I think Ray's right. That it probably resonated with the Vrabels and the Campbells of the world. Like, this isn't right.
Yeah, because, again, every time I think about this play, I think about my coach, Tommy Brazier. Rest in peace. And he used to say, it's a man whoop a man. Mm-hmm. Football, we've gotten to the point where we've complicated football. We have. Beautiful game. We've complicated it. Because at the end of the day, Joe, it's how bad do I want to kick your ass? And a lot of times when you think about it, out of all the big plays that we see in football, out of all the big catches and all the other stuff, when you break it down and when you think about it like this, that Super Bowl game. Mm-hmm. That was an old-fashioned ass-whipping.
Absolutely.
That's what it was. We were sitting there, and I remember saying, oh, I don't know, because it's going to be a tough game. Patrick Mahomes going to throw the ball all over the field. They went out there, and they took an old-fashioned ass-whipping, so much so that I've talked to some people over there and said, hey, man, we got our asses kicked, plain and simple.
Yep.
That's what that was. When you talk about big offensive linemen, big 300-pound men looking like they're on skates, that's what you saw on Sunday. Go back and look at it. You saw other guys. You saw our guys imposing their will on somebody else. And at the end of the day, that's how the game is played. Imposing my will. I want this more than you do. So if you want it more than me, then show me. Stop me.
Well, I that's exactly right. Can we hear from Dan Campbell, who we've always known to be a true football guy? His Lions voted with the Eagles yesterday. Here's Campbell.
I'm like, hey, man, they – like, Philly obviously is known for this because you know, they're the ones who've really kind of perfected it and done it, do it over and over. And I'm like, man, good for them. And if you got something, we got to stop it. So, like, to me, leave it in. And, you know, we play them this year. We got to find a way to stop it. And I like that.
Well, you know what's interesting about him saying that? Most of the teams that voted against this yesterday play the Eagles this year.
Yeah.
It's ironic that all the teams that were worried about health and safety just so happened to be on the Eagles' schedule this year. Because they play – most of the teams that voted the other way, the Eagles play this season. That they didn't want to play. I think – are the Lions the only team the Eagles play that voted for them? I think they are. Of the teams I'm looking at, the Friends of the Eagles. I think the only team we play this season.
The Friends of the Eagles. I like that.
The Lions are a friend of the Eagles, at least in terms of this. All right, let's get to the enemies because there's way more of them. All right, Hugh, we need to make a list here of the enemies of the Tush Push.
Oh, what do you mean? It's on site. When I see you, it's on site?
It's on site. I need the on site list. Oh, Goodell.
I like on site.
Goodell is clearly an enemy of the Tush Push.
Did he get paid yesterday? By a side note, did he get paid?
I didn't see if it was like ratified or I think they discussed it, so maybe we get some news soon. But he's got to get paid and be the commissioner for a while. All right, so Goodell, clearly an enemy of the Tush Push. Packers an enemy? Or are we taking the Packers off the hook, or we still hate them?
On site.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they can get it.
Okay, Packers a clear enemy of the Tush Push. You know who
else?
Even
though they were a patsy.
Well, yeah, they were.
That's even worse. If you want to be a patsy.
Sure. But, they don't have, like, an owner that we can target.
Mm.
But Matt LaFleur can get it.
Sure, LaFleur.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah. Mark Murphy, LaFleur.
Don't say it like that. Not that way.
Wasn't the right way to say it.
Like, yeah. He can get it. No, like that.
Now, I got you, bro.
It's a fluid conversation.
Right? I would have rolled him until he told me no.
You set yourself up for that.
No, I'm saying, I'm helping Kyle out. He was like, you say that about other people.
Okay.
Guilty.
Yep. I got another enemy. Josh Harris, who was an enemy anyway, clearly an enemy. Mm. Commanders voted against the Eagles. Mm. What do we do with the two people that were supposed to be allies but turned out to be enemies? You hear about these turncoats, you?
Talking about not Carolina, but Arizona.
Arizona.
And Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
On site.
Gannon and Steichen.
Ooh.
Total enemies.
Ooh, almost had a moment where I was like, dude, I made you. Like, cuz, I put you on. You know what I mean? And you go, this how you do me?
Well, do you remember the quote from the owners' meetings in March?
What?
So Sirianni told Mike Garofolo about... the vote then, and obviously they took a while to do the vote, but he, quote, we'll see how it goes. All I will say about it is Gannon, Steichen, and Moore better vote for it. They are in a head coach position right now because of that play. So all three, I better have those three votes.
We had Moore. He had Moore, right?
He had Moore. Kellen Moore's a friend.
Yeah, he's a friend.
But
the other two, I'm on the phone calling them, and I'm starting out with some cuss words. Mm-hmm. And anybody that knows me probably know the couple cuss words that I'm going to start out with.
Okay.
And be like, for real? Like, seriously, dude? Like, the reason why you have the job that you have now is because of the position that we put you in, the Tush Push put you in.
You know, I'm not surprised about Gannon. This is Gannon, right? This fits Gannon. A little surprised about Steichen. I feel like Shane Steichen was a total turncoat in this.
He needs to be a grown-up, Hugh. Be grown-up. I'm never mind. I don't think
you forget where you are?
No, I was about to say he needs to be punched in the face. Like, seriously.
Like it?
Yeah. And Gannon.
Okay.
Punched in the face. Pow!
All right,
on sight.
So
pow!
The enemies we have so far, Goodell, Mark Murphy, we've got Steichen, we've got Gannon. Mm-hmm. Sean McDermott's a clear enemy. I mean, he's one of the most outspoken ones.
Todd Bowles, fraud.
Oh. And you thought, Hugh, that Todd Bowles was on our side.
I
what happened?
I have a theory in all this.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. I think Todd initially was with us, but he's on shaky ground a little bit.
Oh,
he got grand. Like, Todd, like, technically, let's just call it what it is. He wasn't hired. He was grandfathered in.
He was elevated because
Arians
left.
Yeah, he was grandfathered in. So I think Todd and the numbers, you know what I mean? Todd's in a situation where he might be up for a contract. Mm. And, you know, they're not in his favor. As far as the success of whatever he's had as a head coach, I mean, he's a good coach, but the numbers aren't in his favor in this situation. So I think that somebody higher up than him told him, hey, man, you know, you probably need to change your stance on this.
Well, that might have happened. So you don't want to make him an enemy?
Well, he's
– No, he's an enemy.
This list goes in stone. This is in stone, this list.
Yeah. I mean, he's in a bad spot, but, you know, you didn't stand on business. So if we making him an enemy, then I'm with.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So he can get it.
He can't get it, but you know he can get these hands.
You almost slipped up.
So getting it and getting the hands are different.
Let me get these hands. He can catch these hands.
All right, Todd Bowles officially an enemy of the Tush Push. Can we hear from Shane Steichen? Let's hear Steichen because he's a complete Benedict Arnold in all this.
What do you think of the proposal to outlaw play?
Yeah, I think it should stay in football. That's just my opinion.
Did you see what Nick had to say about you?
Oh, yeah, he let me know.
Yeah,
he let me know.
I'm disappointed in Steichen. That's turncoat behavior. That's Benedict Arnold Douglas right there. I mean, that's going.
Well, he's probably in a situation, too, where somebody above him said, hey, you know, this is not what we do.
Well, unfortunately, there was bad news yesterday in the NFL. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, passed away yesterday.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, after the vote. I mean, I have no idea if he was even there or how that whole thing went.
Yeah, because that, for me, you know, I get stuck on the weirdest details. I was like, man, did that happen at the meeting?
Yeah.
Was he still there or was he coming on? Like, it was just weird timing. You know, and unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
Are we missing anyone? Here's who I've written down as the official enemies of the Tush Push.
On sight.
Roger Goodell, Mark Murphy, Josh Harris, Todd Bowles, Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, Sean McDermott. Are we missing any? You want McVay on that list?
Yeah.
McVay's an enemy.
Oh, every NFC East team.
Oh, that's right. Well, that was to be expected. That was to be expected. And they're enemies anyway. So John Mara and Jerry Jones.
I'm surprised at Dan Quinn, though. But again, he's probably not in a position of power.
Well, Josh Harris is the enemy.
Wait, hold on. Tom Brady's majority owner of the Raiders, or maybe in part?
I thought a minority owner.
Okay.
Right, because it's still, what's his name? Mark Davis with his haircut.
He should be a football guy. And he was the TB12 QB sneak guy.
He was.
And he Deflategate, and he cheated. Well, some people say.
Look, the Raiders are on our schedule. We may as well just throw him in there.
Well, and they have Chip Kelly.
On site.
All right. Tom Brady.
Oh, but it's on site with the Raiders anyway because of Chip.
Hold on. What was Ben Johnson high-roading the...
Well, he kind of...
not an explosive player. Yeah. Like explosive. Shut up.
That's how he talked.
What a loser.
No, he talked... What a thick talk. I already decided Ben Johnson thinks he's smarter than everyone. He's going to fail as a head coach. Because he's like, it's a one-yard play. Mm-hmm. What do I care?
Yep. So Ben Johnson can get it, too.
All right. Ben Johnson. They're all getting it. We got a full list of enemies.
Get these hands.
Yep. Get something. All right. 215-592-9494. The full list of our enemies of the Tush Post. Let's get back to the phone lines here. This... Hour, of course, brought to you by Sunoco 94 Octane on 94 WIP. Ephraim in West Philly, what's up?
Ephraim.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. What's up?
Doing all right. First, I want to talk about the Tush Push. Mm-hmm. I do want to address that. I think that when a bunch of people start doing it, they're going to do it wrong, and then it's going to cause for injuries. So I think then it'll build a case to a certain extent, right? I don't know if they'll do it the very next year, but it'll build the case to, like, you see what we were talking about? And then I think then it'll get outlawed eventually, right?
Well, so. I that's my feeling. We had 22 teams, 22 enemies against us. I just feel like this is going that way. You know, we're moving towards enough teams saying get it out of the league. So I just want to enjoy it for one more season while we have it.
I agree. And honestly, the petty route seemed like the best route. I ain't going to lie. Just keep doing the tush push as much as we can. Even do it on, fourth and three, tush push. How cool would it?
Especially after week one when you know Goodell's going to be there for the season opener. I need him squirming in his luxury suite. Squirming.
I need it. I want to see him sweating. I want to see him squirming at the whole thing.
Oh, he's going to be embarrassed. You know what he's going to do? He's going to smile through the first time he is on TV, and then by the fourth quarter, he's going to be hating every minute of it.
Exactly. That's the hope right there.
Yep. All right, Ephraim, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What are we talking about today?
You said we need it all the time, right?
Well, I
didn't say that. You said that.
No, he said that everyone should have one, but Hugh doesn't have one.
I'm going to go with a keychain.
Keychain.
Got a bunch of those.
Yes, I like that one. That's not it, but it's a good guess. Certainly something that most people, and I guess almost everyone should have. All right, 215-592-949 for Hugh. It's about that time. Let's give everyone a second clue, because clue number one, it's not doing a Hugh.
All right, second clue. This is one of the most commonly used items in America.
You think you're helping people with that one?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you think it's
a clue?
Yeah,
I like that clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the most commonly used items in America.
Most commonly used items in America.
Okay. All right. There you go. Second
well,
clue.
Let me pull that back a little bit. Everywhere.
No, so it's not just an American thing.
It's not an American thing. Yeah, because I don't want anybody to think, I don't want to throw anybody off and saying it's just an American thing. It's not just an American
thing. All right. Let's go to Jay in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jay. What's up?
Great show, as always.
Thank you, Jay. What are you feeling today? What's on your mind?
I'm into this thing with a 550-pound fat guy. And I tell you this, they're running it to perfection. Don't stop it. It's working. Keep it going. And if they was doing it 60% last year, I'll do it 100% next year.
So you want to be real petty. Like, just go all in with the tush push.
All in with the tush push. I mean, they're running it to perfection. If other people can't do it, then, stop it.
Well, it's an advantage we have. We have the offensive line for it. We have the quarterback for it. We have the personnel. And they try to take it away, Jay, and now we got to shove it to them. All right, Jay, what is your guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about today?
I would say a fire extinguisher in the kitchen.
And well, that's
a good guess.
That's certainly one that would be important at times.
I'd hope you have that.
Jay, appreciate the phone
call. With how often you cook bacon and stuff.
Do you have one?
I'm not for sure, but I think I do.
Plus, didn't you burn the hell out of some pork chops one time?
Burnt the hell out
You're
of
a liability
of
in the kitchen.
You haven't told us about your cooking recently.
I haven't been cooking. But you know what I did? I told you I got those skewers the other day from Costco.
You're going to cook them?
I cooked them last night.
As
a matter of fact, what's funny? What else happened since we're here? You remember when we were talking about I'm about due for a trip to the dentist?
What happened?
That's one of them, the meat sticks. snatched out of Philly.
The what?
Meat stick. Yeah. Oh, he did. See, I walked into that. A lot of girth. They got thick wood, hard. No, because they tell you all the time when you have veneers, like, be careful when you eat beef sometime, because beef could, you know.
Yeah.
And it snatched one of them out.
Yeah, but those meat sticks. Now, are you putting them in the oven, the skewers?
No, I got the little. I was about to say little George Foreman. I got the little ninja thing.
Oh, okay.
The little ninja.
Because I was going to say.
Like an air fryer?
Yeah, it's like an air fryer, but it's like a grill. You could grill on it, too. Yeah.
Because you have to be careful about putting the, like, dry wooden skewers in the oven.
Oh, yeah, that's a fire hazard.
You got to wet them.
No, I put them in the ninja thingy.
It's the same thing with like a plank. If you ever use plank to make a salmon or whatever, you got to wet the plank. Plus, you can't just put wood on the grill. Like,
but it's only like, but the skewer is only like
the meat sticks.
The meat sticks on like 6 minutes. You only cook them for like 6 minutes.
Okay,
just 6 minutes with the meat.
But that's
stick.
In the air fryer.
6 minutes with a meat stick.
And now we've gone off the rails.
Yeah,
all right. Frank,
it's only Thursday.
Frank
lather Vaseline on me.
What's up, Frank?
Yo. Hey guys.
Hey Frank.
Well, you got one more year.
Oh, you're the Frank that wants it, Ben. Frank, Frank, embrace it.
Listen, you got Saquon Barkley back there to run a football. You're bragging about a tush-push when you got the best running back in the league. It gets way too much attention. People don't want to say the truth. They're blaming it on safety. It's not safety. It's a strategically advantaged play to the offense, and the Eagles master it because Sirianni must have come up with this, and he loves it, and they admitted it.
What's wrong with that?
But that's not. But that in itself is not a reason to get this banned because they come up with something good. That's the whole objective.
Well, you're going to make the whole league now. Okay, you're going to make the whole league practice this pansy play, okay?
Pansy play?
It's a pansy play.
It's not. No, come on.
Frank, they already gave Saquon 500 touches last year. You want to? How many more touches is Saquon going to get? You talk about Saquon. We gave him 500 touches last year.
Oh, but he's not allowed to run in for the end zone for a touchdown, the one. He can bring it down to the two, but he can't run in the end zone.
That's right.
Apparently not.
I want to use the tush push.
Tush push. Tush push. Listen to what you're saying. Tush push.
Oh, you don't like the name? I mean, what's the difference? Brotherly shove.
Your manhood is going to be okay,
what
Frank.
What is Slay called?
Joe,
Snoopy?
You said the offensive line. Listen, let me ask you, what the heck does Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata got to do with this play when it snapped in an instant and they're on the ends and it's going up the A-gap? Nothing.
Well, but it's mostly the center and the guards.
It's also not true. Okay. They go to Mailata's side all the time.
Yeah, but I'd say it's mostly the center and the guards, but the tackles have something to do with it.
Yeah. And it's the tight end who makes this play. No one keeps saying this. It's the guy in back who's usually, what's his name? Who's in the back pushing him?
Goddard.
Is it Goddard? And sometimes it's the other one, I think.
Saquon.
So, what is your point?
The point is that's why if you look at this one where the lineup against the Chiefs, if you look at it, and I made a diagram on it, and I put a little figure over each guy. Yeah, it did Max as an OU. It's an advantage to the Eagles because their defensive guys are outnumbered.
But why would I not want an advantage for the Eagles? You're not making a case.
Outnumbered, it's not fair football when you're outnumbered.
It's not fair football.
Boo-hoo.
You know, Frank, the other team could stop the Eagles from getting to the third and one by sacking the quarterback or stuffing the run on first and second down. The Eagles getting to the second or third or fourth and one, that's where the other team could stop that.
Joe, they're able to run this from like 2-3 yards out sometimes. I mean, that's crazy.
So what are you saying? The Eagles are too good? Let's just take Saquon off the team.
They practiced this play. They found a glitch. Well, I won't call it a glitch because it's legal, but I'm going to call it. It's like a glitch. Right. That's why it's being talked about. They found a glitch. Sirianni mastered it. Even Lurie admitted they practiced it more than anybody.
Sure, of course.
It's weird when your owner's fighting for a play because you know what happens when it goes out of the playbook? Your quarterback is a 20th-ranked. They got the 20th-ranked.
You know, Frank, can I give an example? I bet, and I know WIP was a different kind of radio station back then. It wasn't sports talk. But somewhere 70 years ago, you know what someone probably said? This is unfair. I mean, I got a bunch of guys that look like Gilio out there, and they got Wilt Chamberlain. He's dunking on everyone. Let's tell him that he can't dunk anymore. Like, what are you talking about? It's an advantage. Why would we want to give up our advantage?
But if Hurts squats 600 pounds, then you don't need to be pushed, right? He doesn't need it anyway. It's an NFL conversation. It's stupid. They do need it. They do need the push.
Well, so then you think they should outlaw the sneak? Because if it's a glitch and Hurts can squat 600 pounds, the Eagles should be better at it than everyone else.
Right, without the push. Without the push.
Yeah, so
right.
Then you think that the regular quarterback sneak should be banned if the Eagles are going to be better at than anybody else. It's a glitch. That's a glitch. That's a glitch by your logic, Frank.
I just don't know why it bothers you. Like that's the point I don't get.
It bothers me because they're allowing the tight end to drive him through the same universe, and that makes the play.
And
you just said they can do it without it, though.
But yesterday they voted. Every NFL owner voted.
I didn't say they could do it without it.
But he basically did.
Frank, 32 NFL owners got in a room yesterday, and 10 of them don't agree with you.
Right, but listen, and when the other teams realize they can't do it or they don't want to put the time into doing it, and the Eagles are winning 2-3 more games a year and playoff games with it, and they can't do it and they lose to it, they're going to change. It's gonna take
they just won
years.
The Super Bowl with it. What are you talking about?
Frank, I said when other teams get beat by it. Other teams get
Everyone just got beat by it.
I think you're right. I think they're going to take it away eventually. But why should I be upset until that day? I want to keep winning football games.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. That's fine. But it's just an ugly play. It's just a bad play.
We finally figured out the crux.
You don't like the way it looks.
Yeah, real quick, before I go, I want to hear Hughes on the defensive line. Like, Hugh, how would you feel if you were on that? If you got beat by that four times in a game, and you know you ain't nothing you can do about it, you're beat by the bank.
Be better.
What do you mean, be better?
Be better. Stop it. I mean, Frank.
Not stopping it.
Frank, I just gave you an answer. You didn't like it. I don't know what to tell you. I gave you my answer.
Look at the diagrams and talk X's and O's. Stop talking about those. Seriously, no one talk X's and O's about this play.
Frank, you just asked me a question. And
I validated that you asked
the question because I played a game and I just told you how to beat it.
Well,
be
I
better.
I want to text you guys a picture to the diagram. I put it.
No, you ain't got to do that.
Mail it to us.
I'll look at it, Frank. I'll look at it.
Well,
Frank, give us a...
You guys are looking at it. Take care, guys.
I'll look. Frank,
he don't want to guess. He mad. Frank's mad.
You want to guess?
You didn't give me an answer.
Okay, guess. Give a guess then, Frank, if you're not mad.
Show me you're mad. Eventually. Not this year.
No, we're talking about for the clues, Frank, for the clues.
Huge clues.
No, I missed the beginning.
All right. That's
see, what I'm saying? Frank was more focused on jumping on us.
Well, I forgot about Frank. He's anti-tush-push and has been for a long time.
My thing is this. Frank, you can't... I understand that you written a diagram and everything, but you can't be mad. Well, I'm not gonna say you're mad because he said he wasn't mad. You
kinda
can't be a little bit, but we don't like to. If he said he wasn't mad, then we're gonna go with
he wasn't mad. He sounded frustrated. Okay,
you can't be frustrated with me if I tell you how I would try to beat it. Like, I have to be better. Look, this is a rule in football that if you ask anybody that plays, they'll tell you, okay, yeah, that's true. Low man win.
Well, and would you agree with me? The way to stop it is not let them get to the 1 yard out. If you're better on first down and you sack Jalen,
that's one way.
And it's second and 16, they're probably not doing a tush push.
That's one way, but there's another way to stop. You better dig in. What they say, root hog. You better root hog. See, I don't know what that means, but it just sounds cool. You got a root hog. It normally means like you know how hogs keep their snout down and they like to dig in mud.
Yeah.
Stuff. You better dig in that mud. Yeah, you better get deep.
This isn't a reason to be upset with Hugh. A reason to be upset with Hugh is when he left me high and dry to drown in the Schuylkill. That's a reason. All right, 215-592-9494. For more on all this with the Tush Push, do you want the Eagles to be extra petty about it next season? I do. Run it more. Plus, we'll get to a couple of big things that happened in sports last night. 1 hour from now, I debate Spike Eskin on the merits of an extension right now for Kyle Schwarber. And later in the show, we'll be joined by Eagles rookie defensive tackle Ty Robinson. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my new team at the Mattress Warehouse. Now, during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, that's this weekend, everybody. You can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Check this out. This is the one that I always talk about because I just like, man, if you need a mattress right now, you can get a queen mattress starting at just $159.99. That's a great deal, people. $159.99. You can save up to $800 off on elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. Or savings up to $900 off Beautyrest Black. Got one of those too, people. That's a nice mattress. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.